You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed on Dish and Intuition by our guests and callers are not necessarily those of the host, WSTR Radio, its management, or advertisers. Programming on Dish and Intuition is for entertainment purposes only.
I know I voted, Jada just mentioned her about the key to New York is when she came on the team, because I kind of just look at some quick box scores and who comes in off the bench and, you know, our former Detroit Shock player, Plenette Pearson. Yeah, I voted for Plenette, a sixth player.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Jada, well, you know, let's go to Nate first, because let's see if Nate agrees with, before I get on Jada again.
Yeah, I believe if you look at that post, David, I believe I wrote, DeWanna Bonner is so clearly the sixth woman of the year, or I started to. I'd have to hear arguments.
You did. You did at one point, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think you look at, and here's the thing that really just did it for me. When they came up here and they were up on 18, by 18 on Seattle here in Key Arena, which is impressive, you know, Bonner blocks shots, rebounds, can shoot jumpers, can do all that, but she was also defending Sue Bird full court at 6'4". Now, I don't know how many 6'4 players have ever existed in the league who can defend Sue Bird full court and do an effective job at it in terms of disrupting their offense and actually creating turnovers. She's everywhere. And if you look at a player coming off the bench who can do all those things at once, that gives Corey Gaines a huge asset. I mean, he can shift the entire face of the game just by bringing this player off the bench. I mean, you can say she should be a starter, and she should be, which is why she's sixth woman of the year. And I think Epiphany Prince makes a good case. I know we can be anti-Chicago. Epiphany Prince makes a very good case. Plenette Pearson certainly makes a great case. But, and Svet, I'll let Jada cover Svet. If we're going to go with Svetlana, I think you absolutely have to look at Nicole Willingham and what she brings off the bench. I mean, in terms of rebounding and defense and just, When I looked at the Seattle team at the beginning of the year in comparison to last year, what I saw in Nicole Willingham was now they got a player who can, A, score off the bench, but also just give them an extra toughness off the bench. And I think she does do that for them. It gives their front court rotation a rest. But Bonner is too good, too versatile, too much of a weapon off the bench to pass on to me.
Yeah, I would say this on Bonner, too. I would see that if, in fact, like they do for the Sportsmanship Award, if every team nominated their six players, so I could actually look at a list, you know, and kind of box scores, I probably would have gone Bonner, you know, and given her an edge, because I just do remember, as Nate went through that, just how many games when I want to do the roundup on the blog and I got to wait for the read copy on the West Coast, and you would see Bonner did this, Bonner did that, and then if you're looking, if she's coming off the bench, and she was one of the top newcomers, I think, a year ago, right?
She was.
I know that that's going to be looked at long until the end of time as a homer pick, but you know, and I'm going to take it. It's not like they were far apart. I mean, I was going back and forth, and both of them should be starters. That's why they're great six players of the year. Record against each other, the play, versatility of Svetlana. I voted for Mitchell for most improved. It was one of those things where, you know, I had the little birdie in my head was was repeating this one quote that Svet said, you know, after. You know, I can't even remember what the game was, but it was a game where, you know, she was the fifth option. You know, she's like, you know, sat in the corner this one game and just waited. You know, Sue didn't have a shot. Lauren didn't have a shot. Camille didn't have a shot. Swin didn't have a shot. So finally the ball got to her. She had a shot. She makes it. Storm wins, you know. And then I remember down in Tulsa, you know, actually all the games against – or two of the games against Tulsa, she – averaged, you know, like she was averaging like 24 points at one time in that series. And one of those games was Sue wasn't playing. So her and Tanisha are going back and forth helping. And that game, Seattle didn't have much time to prepare for Tulsa. And it was their first time seeing them during the regular season. And that game was just a mess, you know. I mean, Seattle needed something like a 22-3 run in the fourth quarter in order to win that game. And Svetlana is the one with Tanisha, but, you know, she's stepping in there because Sue has back spasms. So a lot of that kind of stuff, and, you know, this is becoming because of the fact that, yes, I'm watching Seattle a lot more than I'm watching Phoenix, that, you know, I just saw that. And then, you know, she won it last year, and it's not like a knock against her, against Bonner for winning it last year, because she's clearly, as long as she comes off the bench, you know, she's going to be the always considered for this award. So, yeah, she's a great player. But like you said, David, it would be much easier, much better if, first of all, the WNBA would provide accurate stats and media guides and things like that to first be able to easily digest the stats. And then also, if, you know, there's more people like Fisher Peel and yourself, at least newspapers covering teams, so that you can get more in depth rather than so-and-so scored X and, you know, so-and-so won. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens in a game that you can get when you actually have a beat reporter there that watches the team consistently and knows the you know, underlying story rather than just the numbers. So.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.